happy anniversary to us. We've been doing this for a little over 3 years.
What?
I know.
That is so great. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And people are listening, I think.
We are still getting downloads.
Yeah, so. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to the Shitheads for keeping us going.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what you should read.
It's time for What You Should Read, the podcast all about the titles you need. Join three book lovers and a guest as they cover all the best new titles to enjoy with your tea.
I have that, but I haven't read it yet.
Hi, I'm Julia.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kelly.
And this is What You Should Read,
the podcast where we should all over our books.
And it's finally summer, or it feels like summer anyway, here in Baltimore. And today we are recommending some books that we think are good summer reads, like the books you just want to crack open when you're sitting by the pool or on your porch. As I think Kathy said when we did this once, with some ice cream.
Oh, yes.
And I think about that all the time when I'm reading a book in the summer. Like, I should have some ice cream right now.
Yeah.
As always, Kathy is right.
Yeah. She's always right. So we're going to get into that in a little bit and give you all of our recommendations. But first, Kelly, what are you reading this week?
I am reading Ink Blood Sister Scribe by Emma Torres. It was a book of the month pick this month, and it sounded really interesting. It's a little bit outside my comfort zone. It's fantasy, but it's also a book about books, which is very much in my comfort zone. So we'll see what ends up happening. But the general theory is that there are some books that are magic in a way where if like they're almost spells, really. Mm-hmm. And if you read them out loud, things will happen.
Mm. Interesting. Sounds cool. How about you, Rachel?
I haven't read anything in several days. No. I am in the middle of Tress of the Emerald Sea by Brandon Sanderson. I'm really enjoying it, but it's been my lunch book at work. So I put it in my purse, take it to work, read at lunch, and I'll get like 20 pages read, but then like it stays in my purse when I get home, so I forget to pick it up. And I've been watching so much TV lately that I just haven't been like reading at home, just at work. So it's just moving very slowly. And I've been in an audiobook slump. The last audiobook I listened to was The Dutch House by Ann Patchett. And it was so good. Tom Hanks narrated it.
What?
It was so good. And I had never read it before. And I think I was in like a hangover from it. Mm-hmm. So I just don't know which audiobook to pick up next. So I'm just kind of in an audiobook break right now. And yeah, so the TV I've been watching has been good. Mm-hmm. I watched, what was it? Shiny Happy People.
The one
about the Duggars. And I watched The Curious Case of Natalia Grace.
Yep.
Which is on Max.
And I just those started were that like, today.
Oh, such bananas content, but engrossing at the same time.
Yep.
Binged both of those and just that is a lot.
Mm-hmm. The world is a really weird place.
Yeah.
Dark and unsettling.
Yeah. But the stuff with Shiny Happy People is just like, I'm glad they blew this wide open. And I hope that like, unfortunately, the people who need to see that docuseries probably won't see it.
Right.
Is the hard thing. You know, the people who are in the situation that the, you know, Duggar girls found themselves in, they aren't allowed to watch TV, which is all part of being in a cult, right? Limiting your access to the outside world.
Yeah.
I'm still reading Matrix. I'm still enjoying it. I'm just kind of going slowly through it. And I also started because I just got it. I got they sent it to me on NetGalley, the widget. And I was like, immediately, like, I want to read this. And it's The Majority by Elizabeth Silver. Ooh. And it's a fictional, it's kind of like based on Ruth Bader Ginsburg's life, but it's a novel about the first female Supreme Court justice and her life and everything. So I read a few chapters of that. It's really good. some kind of going back and forth between those two, which is never good for me. That's never like a good way for me to read. So I shouldn't be doing that. But I also had a very busy week at work. I was traveling for work and just had like a ton of meetings and dinners and things in the evening. So I didn't really get a ton of reading done. And then I had a friend visiting from out of town, my best friend, Cassie. And so that was also just like super fun, but like not a ton of reading gets done. So yeah, maybe this week in the evening, I'll have more time to sit down and finish some books.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, we are taping this on Sunday night, which I mention because this is not how we do things. And normally this is when we would do book news, but I didn't think to find any. So instead, happy anniversary to us. We've been doing this for a little over 3 years.
What?
I know.
That is so great. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And people are listening, I think.
We are still getting downloads.
Yeah, so. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to the Shouldheads for keeping us going.
Yeah. Yep.
That's really cool. Yay us.
Yay us.
Yay. It's been so much fun. I'm glad we're still doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear from people who listen, like, what topics do you want us to cover? Like, are there any like genres that you want us to delve more into? I feel like that would be cool if we heard from some Shouldheads on that.
Definitely.
Is it time for Julia to read some horror novels? I feel like maybe yes. Julia's face says hard no.
I raised one eyebrow. you know what? One of my picks for my summer reads may surprise you, actually.
Ooh.
So to be continued.
Very exciting.
All right. Well, I guess now we can talk about our recent acquisitions, which is when we discuss the books we've recently bought, borrowed, or been given. And Kelly, I know you have a few. Would you like to go first?
So if you are a BFF with Book of the Month, you can now get 5 books in your box. And I overdid it this month for the first time, though.
They really should not allow this.
Yeah, they really shouldn't. But I got Inkblood Sister Scribe. I got The Wishing Game by Meg Schaefer. The 5-Star Weekend by Ellen Hildebrand. My Murder by Katie Williams. And The Whispers by Ashley Audrain.
Wow. Ooh.
Yes. Wishing Game and My Murder are both debuts, but I love Ellen Hildebrand. I'm really excited to read The 5-Star Weekend. And The Whispers is by the woman who wrote The Push.
Oh, yeah.
Was one of my favorites of last year. So I'm very excited for this sophomore novel.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice. Awesome.
And that was all I got. It just, you know, the 5 mega box books.
Hey, good for you. Julia, what about you?
Well, based on Rachel's recommendations last episode, I got Love Your Life by Sophie Kinsella and Everything Matters by Ron Curry.
So I
bought both of those on Kindle. Basically, okay. Right as you were recommending them.
Love Your Life. So
yay!
Good.
Oh, I'm so excited. And then I got from the library Hestia Strikes a Match by Christine Grillo.
That was good.
Is it good? Angie Kim recommended it. It's like a dystopian set in 2023, but it's dystopian, like the Civil War is happening or something.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. So, yeah. And then for my online book club, we're going to read Disorientation by Elaine Chu. And look at this cover. It's just such a fun cover.
Oh, wow.
Pink. And there's like, it's in a bedroom and there's all kinds of like items floating around. I don't know exactly what it's about. I know it's a satire in some way. It says a Taiwanese American woman's coming of consciousness ignites eye-opening revelations and chaos on a college campus in this outrageously hilarious and startlingly tender debut novel. So I'm excited about that because it's a book I hadn't heard of before. So I'm excited to read that. And then on audiobook, I've got Matt Desmond's Poverty by America, which I'm very excited to listen to.
Yes. And which is a reminder to the shitheads, Becky did choose for our next book club, but we don't have a date for that yet. So stay tuned.
We will figure that out soon.
I have that, but I haven't read it yet.
Same.
Yeah.
And that's it for me.
All right. I also got some Book of the Month books. I got three. I did get The Wishing Game by Meg Schaefer. This sounds really interesting. Also, the cover is really cute. It has like books on the front and it's like magical, and the back has stars on it. And it sounds really interesting. And then I got, this one sounds so interesting. It's called My Murder by Katie Williams. And it's like set in the future where they can bring people back to life.
Ooh.
And the main character, she's happily married, mother of a toddler, and she is a victim of a local serial killer. So she was murdered and then was brought back to life. And now she's trying to solve her own murder.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it sounds really interesting. And then I got this one. I don't know much about it. It's called The Whispers by Ashley Audrain. But what I do know is that it's like about suburban people with secrets. And I'm like, that sounds very Leanne Moriarty.
Yeah.
It does seem a little bit darker than Leanne Moriarty. It is about like, because hers, even when there's dark themes, her writing is very, like, comical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's, like, an underlying satire to all of her stuff. I don't know if this book will have that. But, like, there's a thing where, like, a mother of a little boy, like, she's witnessed, like, shouting at him one day at, like, a neighborhood party. And then, like, the next morning, people find out that he died after falling from like a second story window out of the house in the middle of the night, something like that. I don't know, it sounds interesting. Suburban people with secrets, that's what drew me to it.
Nice. It does sound very Leanne Moriarty.
Yeah. And then I did pre-order the new Paul Dwyeran that's coming out the end of this month in another week or so.
Cool.
So
nice. Okay. Well, I feel like that was super quick. Do we need to take a break or can we just jump right in?
Let's just keep going. We make the rules.
Yeah.
Let's do it. We're shaking things up on our 3-year anniversary. No break. Just books. Okay. So
put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I will. Kelly, I know you have some thoughts about like what makes a great summer read. Do you want to like what kinds of books make a good summer read? What are some good genres or types of books for you?
It's funny because I always say that over the summer, I want to read thrillers, I want to read romances, and I want to read books that my favorite authors have written. But really, also in spring and fall and winter, I also enjoy reading thrillers and romances and books from my favorite authors. But it feels like it's more like just really kicked into high drive in the summer. I don't read anything super serious. Just basically as much fun as I can cram into.
Mm-hmm.
And I think really probably the thing I like best in the summer are thrillers. But you know,
yeah,
also but true every other.
It makes sense, too, that you'd want something that, not to say that thrillers or romance are all formulaic, although there are certain tropes and things that you can kind of expect, but it is kind of nice to just be able to kick back and be like, I kind of know what to expect, or I kind of know what journey I'm going to be on with this book. Right. So I don't have to like worry about like, oh, am I going to understand what's going on or buy into the premise? Like,
yeah,
it's like, you know, seeing an old friend. It's like, you know.
Exactly. It's exactly like seeing an old friend. And I was going to say, like, I just want a book that's light and fun and where nobody dies. In thrillers, obviously, kill everybody. That's fine. But I don't want, like, you know, a war or pandemic type scenario.
Right.
Like just, you know, a little slaughter is fine, but, you know, nothing heavy.
For sure.
Nice.
How about you, Rachel?
I find that in the summertime, I do tend to read a little bit more lighthearted books, stuff that's not as heavy. And I think that's just because I just want to like relax. And I don't know. I find I do read a lot more contemporary and less of like the fantasy genre. And yeah, I would say romance. I used to read a lot more thrillers than I do now. I still, of course, read Paul Dwyer's new release every year. And I am going to talk about a thriller today, but it's sort of like a atypical thriller. So I'm excited to talk about it. But otherwise, yeah, mostly like stuff that's not super high stakes or high like concept.
Yeah.
Nothing too cerebral.
I think that's it. Nothing too high concept. I would agree with that. Okay, well, let's get into it. Kelly, you're going to go first and you're going to do a recommendation and also a book that's on your TBR, right? For each round.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Okay, so I am starting with thrillers, of course. So a thriller I recently read and loved is Summer Rental by Rectoc Ross. It actually is out today on the 13th. It is so fun, like just ridiculously fun. It is a group of friends and they are staying at a vacation house. And there is a hurricane coming their way, which they're not super worried about because, you know, it's in Florida. And of course, like the hurricane's going to turn because it always turns. Spoiler, though, you guys, it does not turn.
Oh, no.
It just keeps going. And the other problem they have is that the house where they are staying is the site of a pretty pretty famous mass murder. And the murderer was not caught. Let me walk that back. He was, but escaped. So, you know, it was several years ago. So probably he is not in the area anymore, but all these weird things are happening in the house. So it's like, is the killer there? And maybe getting up to some murder tricks again. Is the house haunted because a lot of people died there? Is one of the friends maybe not who they say they are? Or I guess it's also very possible that everyone's just kind of feeding off everyone else's fear. But, you know, whatever's going on with the house, the hurricane is definitely coming. So there's a lot going on. It is so fun. And it's been compared to Scream meets Mean Girls. Oh. And I absolutely love both. So there's been a book perfectly made for me, it's that one. And it's so fun. Like, that's just cool. Really, really fun.
Huh. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
And the one that I want to read is The Only One Left by Riley Sager. This is his newest book, and it's coming out on June 20th. So not today, but next week. And it is, according to the synopsis, a gothic chiller about a young caregiver assigned to work for a woman accused of a Lizzie Borden-like massacre decades earlier.
Ah.
Yeah. And it's set on the main coast.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, so, you
didn't
know,
he just come out with a book like
every year he does. Ago?
Yeah.
I feel like he's done like three in the last year.
I don't think so, unfortunately, but I would be so happy.
It just must be my imagination. Oh, you know just who I was thinking of? I was thinking of the other horror guy. Grady Hendrix. He recently came out with one that I thought was Riley Sager in my head just now, but it wasn't.
I've never read Riley Sager.
Me either.
They're very fun. I would recommend. And they're more suspense than straight up horror. actually, Kathy and I and our friend Krista are trying to get our horror averse friend Christy to read one of his, and we think she'll like it. So, you know, good luck there.
Yeah.
But this book, Rachel Hawkins has called it a deliciously gothic thrill ride. So I'm very excited for it. And I do also need to read Grady Hendrix's new one. So hopefully I'll sneak that in too.
Nice.
Cool.
Okay, Rachel, what's your first recommendation?
So my first recommendation is also a thriller, but it's the one I was mentioned before that's an atypical thriller. I honestly, reading this book, I didn't know going into it was considered a thriller. And by the end, I was like, oh, that kind of had some thriller elements. And then like all online, it's like, it's a thriller. And I was like, is it? It is The Cartographers by Peng Shepherd. And it is a speculative fiction thriller, I guess. It's really, really interesting. It's about this woman named Nell Young. She has a passion for cartography for like her whole life. She was raised by her father, who raised her by himself, and he was a cartographer who worked at the New York Public Library. And like ever since she was growing up, she wanted to work with him there. And so when she got to that age and she finished school and she got hired there, she was like, this is my dream job. This is all I want to do. But then she like finds this seemingly like unimportant map that is like kind of a basic road map you'd find at any gas station when you're on a road trip and you need like a map of the area. And she's like, huh, why were these like hidden in this weird place in the archives? And her dad, she takes it to her dad and he freaks out and ends up getting her fired over it. And she's like, what did I do? And they have this big falling out and she ends up like basically being shunned from the academic cartography world. So she has to go and work at this place that like copies like antique maps into like cheap artwork for people's homes. You know, she's like, this is not real map making, you know. She's like, I've sunk so low. So it's about her. It starts out, that's like where you are in the story when it starts. And then her dad dies under pretty suspicious circumstances. And she ends up having to go on this kind of whirlwind adventure to try and figure out what's going on. And like, was her dad murdered? And if so, by whom? And what does it have to do with this crazy gas station map I found all those years ago? But then like partway through the book, you also start getting flashbacks to when her dad and her mom and their group of friends were doing like their summer like PhD research in cartography and how that map like ties into all of it. So you go back and forth in the timeline. So it's a dual timeline. It's really fun. It's really interesting. And like I said, there's a speculative element to it that is just like so cool.
Oh, awesome.
I wish it was real. So I really recommend it. It's just fun from cover to cover. The Cartographers by Peng Shepherd.
That's awesome. Rachel, you loaned me that book, and I should definitely, you've convinced me to move it up on the queue to
read soon.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, same.
Okay, my first pick, I'm also going to do a thriller. Hey, I read a thriller.
This is the best day of my life.
I guess full disclosure, I'm almost finished with this book, but I'm listening to the audiobook and I'm really into it, which is why I didn't mention it during what I'm reading because I wanted to save it. But it's Before She Finds Me by Heather Chavez. And this actually comes out June 27th, but it was a early release from Libro FM, which is how I got it. And I, you know, not normally drawn to thrillers, but this one, the premise really, really intrigued me, mostly because I was like, oh, it'll be about women being good at their jobs in some sense, which is a thing I like in books. So it's basically this woman, her name's Julia, yay. She is with her daughter who's going off to college, and it's her first day. They're moving her into the dorm. And so it's her, her daughter, her ex-husband, and ex-husband's new wife. They're all there to kind of like see the daughter, Cora, off on, at college. And they're all just kind of standing around having awkward, you know, conversations and side bickering and things like that. And then all of a sudden, it's like there's a sniper on campus and five shots ring out. Yep. And the new stepmom, the ex-husband's new wife, gets killed. And Cora is shot in the arm, but she doesn't die. And the reason that she isn't hit and like she was targeted, but she didn't die because Julia acted like quicker than anyone else and like grabbed her and like rolled her to the ground before anyone else even knew what was going on. Because, and I, you know, there's a secret that she has. There's a reason that she did that or that she knew how to do that. So that's one perspective, and it goes back and forth, two points of view. And then the other point of view is a woman named Ren, who is a trained assassin. And she finds out that her husband, who's also a trained assassin, was the sniper on campus that day. And she's like, that's weird because you didn't tell me about this job before you did it, which is like their rule. They have to like tell each other what their jobs are. And they're only supposed to kill like ethically, like kill people who are ethically bad. And so she's like, why didn't you tell me about this? Like, what's going on? Who hired you? We don't know. And she's also newly pregnant. She sees a video of what happened, and she sees that that Julia like reacted super quickly. And so she's like immediately interested in Julia and like, who is this woman? Like, why did she react that way? So she kind of makes it her mission to kind of figure out like what happened. And, and then there's this like, the mystery part of it is like, who hired him to kill? Why was he targeting, you know, the new wife and Cora? Like, what is going on? So it's really interesting. I'm really into it. And I like the dual points of view a lot. And I just feel like this is a great summer read because it's not too complicated, but it's also not like trite, or, you know, it's not super expected. I don't know what word I want to use. It's not like predictable, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So yeah.
I feel like that's such a quintessential summer read. It's something you can like sit down on the beach for the day and just like read cover to cover because you don't want to put it down.
Yeah.
It's just a fun, fast paced story.
Totally. So that's Before She Finds Me, Heather by Heather Chavez.
Cool.
All right, Kelly. Amazing. Yeah, I think you'd really like it, both of you.
I did just pre-order it. So,
all right, Kelly, your turn.
Okay, so romance. The most recent one I read was Happy Place, which is the new Emily Henry. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was so fun and very sweet and just exactly what I wanted. It is about a couple who ended up breaking up months ago, but for reasons, they have to pretend to still be together for the annual vacation they always take with their best friends, which is like a week-long vacation. And it's one of those things that like, it's really the best week of the year for them, but you know, they have to pretend to be together right now. And it's, you know, fake dating is one of my favorites. And this one was just actually perfect. Like, I love Emily Henry's books. And if you've liked the other three, you're gonna like this one. It's just really cool. And as an small bonus, it takes place in Maine. So
yay. I would like to second that choice. I also loved that book.
Cool.
It's just so good.
And then what's on your TBR for romance?
Okay, so this is probably not cool of me, but it's a book that comes out at the end of November on November 28th, and it is For Never and Always by Helena Greer. And it is Hannah and Levi's story.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's right. I am very excited. I
thought that was coming out.
Yeah. So that's going to be out on November 28th. But I got
that's not a summer read.
The summer what? Read for me.
I thought it was coming out this summer in July, Christmas in July. Oh, must have changed.
Yeah,
Kelly.
I'm sorry. It's a summer read for me. It's
because you have the galley.
I mean, look, for just a couple hours, I can pretend it's Christmas. I am dying of heat. It's too hot.
Okay.
It's barely June. I'm not going to survive this.
The shouldheads can read it next summer, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. You can all read, we'll read Happy Place, like I told you. And then, you know, pre-order this, read it around Thanksgiving. And if you want to read this, you can definitely enjoy Season of Love, which is out now and is the first Kerrigan's book.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, Rachel, what's your second recommendation?
Okay, this is a newly released contemporary novel. It is Curtis Sittenfeld's latest romantic comedy. And the reason I'm recommending this as a summer read is because it is another one of those just can't put it down, cover to cover, on the edge of your seat, have to turn the page kind of reads. It follows Sally Mills, who is a sketch writer for The Night Owls, which is basically Saturday Night Live. Yeah. The story parallels, you know, SNL's history in every way. And it is so much fun. Like, Sally Mills is a great character. She's so funny and so real. And she has a little bit of a thing with one of the celebrity guest hosts, who is like a pop star, you know, from her time. And he's like still really famous. And then it kind of takes place over the pandemic. So, you know, if that's not something you really want to read about, like, just fair warning, but it's just basically like the setting to like kind of get the story going is like the lockdown and the pandemic happening. It's a very funny, but also, like, you know, a thoughtful book, and, you know, has a lot of really good plot points and characters. There's a beagle in it. So, you know, I'm a big fan of beagles, and it's just like such a sweet book. I really, really enjoyed it. And I think you all would too.
I second that, like, hard agree. It's so good.
Yay.
I third that. I thought it was just incredibly fun. I loved it so much.
Yay. Yeah. Perfect book to bring to the beach.
Yeah.
Or the pool.
Okay, my second pick is also a contemporary kind of a romance, but really more contemporary fiction. And it's Real Love by Rachel Lindsay. Rachel Lindsay was the former bachelorette. She was the first Black bachelorette. And she has since gone on to do amazing things. She's like a TV host. She was a lawyer, but now she's like works in entertainment and is just like doing all these amazing things. And she wrote, I liked her memoir that she wrote, which was called Miss Me With That, which was super fun and interesting. And I was so excited to read her debut fiction. And so this is about, the main character is Maya. And she works at this, like, she's like in finance, she works in finance, and she's like gunning for a promotion. She wants to be a partner in her at her firm. And then, like, on a whim, she and her two best friends who also work in the same office, they all go and try out for Real Love, which is like a bachelor style dating show. And they love Maya, and they call her and they're like, we want you to be the lead. We want you to be like the bachelorette. And she's like, no, I auditioned with my friends as a joke just to support my friend who does want to go on the show. And I actually have a boyfriend, like, and I have, you know, I'm focused on my career. So thank you. But no, you know, like, that doesn't fit into her life plan. So then they call her friend, who also, like, tried out with her, Delilah. And they're like, okay, Delilah, will you be the lead? And Delilah's like, Yeah. So they make Delilah the lead and she does a great job. Everyone loves her. And like, it's really exciting when she comes back and like to see how her life has changed. She's so happy. And like Maya starts to feel like, maybe my life isn't, you know, maybe the plan isn't what I thought it could be. And then her boyfriend turns out to be kind of a jerk and they break up. Mm-hmm. And so then she's like kind of feeling like she's floundering a little bit and you kind of see her go on this journey. She meets someone new. She develops some new interests. She learns how to like set boundaries with her parents. It's just like a really fun, I feel like I gave away too much, but I didn't. Trust me. It is just like a really fun, romantic, sweet read. And I don't want to, I guess I would categorize it as a romance, but it's more than that. And I felt like Rachel Lindsay's voice shined through and I'm a big fan of her. So that's another reason I really liked it. So that's Real Love by Rachel Lindsay.
That sounds so good.
Yeah.
Okay. Last round.
Okay. So the last thing I tend to do is read books by my favorite authors. And I have been really behind on Ellen Hildebrand. I still haven't read Golden Girl, which was her book from 2 years ago, but I did finally read last year's book, The Hotel Nantucket, which I really liked. It's like most of her books, they're set on Nantucket. This one is set at this new hotel, which, as you might imagine, is the Hotel Nantucket. It's just been fully renovated and it sounds like, oh God, I wish this place were real because it sounds like the best place in the world. It's like probably you would say a fairly expensive hotel, but not as expensive as it could be. And everything in the minibar is comped. Like it's not, you know, $10 bottle of water and $20 bag of gummy bears. Like everything in there is locally sourced, like so local Nantucket food, and it is all free.
Wow. Nice.
And the hotel, yeah. And the hotel restaurant has a celebrity chef. Oh. And the main part of the story is so the guy who owns the hotel, this London billionaire named Xavier Darling, he is very obsessed with the idea of this major hotel Instagram influencer who goes to all these hotels and gives them like a rating. And the best, like it's on a scale of 1 to 5, but no one's ever gotten 5. 4 keys is the best. And Xavier is like, I really need us to be the first people to get 5 keys. So he sets up this big thing where it's like whoever, like whatever staff member does the best job, they get $1,000 bonus. And you can get $1,000 bonus every week. Like it's not like, oh, you win and you're out. Like if you're the best and you're continually the best, you get the money.
Yeah. Nice.
It's so fun, but there's all this other stuff too. A lot of guests who are you know, very interesting. And there is also a ghost. Somebody died tragically and she narrates some of the chapters from her ghostly perspective, which sounds ridiculous but is actually so fun because she's got some real opinions, this lady. But it sounds vaguely ridiculous, but it's so fun. And I'm excited to hopefully read some more of Ellen Hildebrand's this summer because there are a few that I haven't gotten to, mostly her early stuff, but also, you know, Golden Girl and Five Star Weekend. But the favorite author that I am most excited for is reading The Breakaway by Jennifer Weiner, which will come out at the end of August, August 29th. But I have an eGalley thanks to NetGalley. So I'm very excited for this one, though. I've read all of her other books, and I don't know that I've read any of hers that I haven't loved. They're not all necessarily my favorites, but there's none where I've been like, oh, well, that one was okay, I guess. So I'm excited to see what happens with this one. And the super short synopsis is, it is a warm-hearted and empowering new novel about love, family, friendship, secrets, and the power of a trip to change your life. So I'm very excited. She's one of those authors that I never really pay too much attention to what her books are about because she's an auto-buy. So,
You
know, I'll figure it out when I'm reading it.
Yeah.
Sure. Like, I don't need to hear anything other than Jennifer Weiner wrote it.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I know what I'll be reading Labor Day weekend.
Yep.
Heck yeah.
Okay, Rachel. Okay.
All right. My last pick is a TBR book. It is one I recently bought. I didn't say it in recent acquisitions because they didn't want to spoil it. But one of the things I read a lot in the summer for some reason, too, is big books. Like, I read Pillars of the Earth, you know, not like, again, not big, high concept books, but just like long stories that like you can lose yourself in. So I found this at last time I was at Sherman's of Maine, which is everyone knows my favorite bookstore. And I named my dog after it. It's called Fellowship Point by Alice Elliott Dark. And it is set in Maine. The main character is named Agnes, and she's a celebrated children's author. And she is all set to like complete the final volume of one of her series. She wants to sort of set it up to protect Fellowship Point, which is the majestic coastal Maine peninsula where she has spent all 79 summers of her life. So she wants to donate the land to a trust, but there are several shareholders in the land that she has to convince to like get on board with donating the land. And one of those shareholders is her lifelong best friend and neighbor, Polly Wister. But Polly's sons have their own vision for the land. So now Polly has to choose between her best friend and her family and like how she wants to like vote in order to do what, you know, what to do with the land. And then there's like another complication in the story where a young editor named Maud Silver wants to convince Agnes to write a memoir. And Agnes has like some skeletons in her closet, it sounds like, that she doesn't want to come to light, as there would be consequences for many people involved. So it sounds like just a really like one of those stories that's very rich. And again, it's like doesn't seem super like high stakes, high concept, but just like you really kind of get to delve deep into these characters' lives and their thoughts and feelings and priorities. And oh no, it just sounds so engrossing and so interesting. So that's Fellowship Point by Alice Elliott Dark.
Fun.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
I'm excited.
Yay. Okay. My last one is also a book that's on my TBR. I haven't read it yet. It comes out June 27th. And it's The 7-Year Slip by Ashley Poston. And this is a book that where time goes weird. So I'm really excited because that's, as we know, one of my favorite things to read about. So basically, this woman gets a new roommate. Her aunt dies and she's given the apartment. And then she finds this strange man standing in the kitchen of the apartment. And it turns out that he exists in the past, 7 years ago, to be exact. And she literally lives 7 years in his future. And her aunt had always told her that the apartment, there was something magical about it. And so now she's like kind of like finding it. So it's a romance, and it's a weird time thing. And it kind of made me think of that Casey McQuiston book, One Last Stop.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, where she falls in love with someone who's living in the past as well. So I'm excited about this. I've never read Ashley Poston, but I'm excited to give it a try. Excuse me.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've got some good books for summer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you can get all of these at some point on Libro FM, pre-order some of them now, certainly. If you don't already have an account, use promo code WYSR and get 2 books for the price of 1 your first month.
Yes, and be sure to follow us on social media. We are WYSR_podcast on Instagram and on Twitter. We are also, you can email us at, Also, you can email us at whatyoushouldreadpodcast@gmail.com. And please leave us a rating and a review wherever you listen.
And now you know what you should read.
You're welcome. Go to sleep, Michelle.
You know what you should read.
It's time for What You Should Read, the podcast all about the titles you need. Join 3 book lovers and a guest as they cover all the best new titles to enjoy with your tea.
I have that, but I haven't read it yet.